Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
Stronger than ever.
Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep they hold in check. And oh, they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. To tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. And yo, bust it. Baby got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another average of a fly guy. That's why it don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder.
Come on, man. Stop it.
Okay, all right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I ain't ready for that,
it's
man.
2:30 Tupac.
Wow, this is going to be wild. I don't know if I'm going to handle 2:30 Tupac, man.
Well, I always get nervous if I pulled the clean version.
Oh, yeah,
especially
yeah.
with Tupac, so I was like, I think I did.
Well, then when you start singing along,
you try
to scroll the words before you say them so you don't say the bad word, but there were no bad words. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. That is our new music thing. We have 5:30 Creed. Now we have 2:30 Tupac. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Here we go. We'll do the first one first. How do you see Sunday playing out against the Rams? Blowout win, close win, or loss? What do you think the Twitter poll is at?
Close win. Majority.
What do you think the percentage is at?
Let's go 68%.
75%, which leaves 25% left for blowout win and loss.
Probably give 18% to blowout win and a little bit to loss.
Flip it. 17. Really? Yeah, 17% for loss, 7% for blowout
win. Oh, wow.
Yep. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
My bad. Sorry, I'm a little late. I had to take care of business, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that could mean a number of things.
Yeah, hey, what does that mean?
Friday, I got to address my team, you know what I'm saying? Tell them about the week and all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Because you're leader of men.
There he is.
Hey, man, boss, man. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, look, let's get serious now. Hey, man. We about to bust these boys on Sunday. Listen, a lot of talk. See, one thing about the Eagles is that I know is that whenever there's a focus on something, you know what I'm saying, and we focus in on that, they always address that, and it's always, you know, taking care of the next game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're going to have a virtuoso on Sunday. It's going to be, I'm saying like 350. You know, we've been here, and I'm
going to, total or 350 passing?
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Listen,
Who does he think he is? Russell Wilson?
Listen, y'all laughed at me when people be forgetting. I speak the truth. When I told y'all last year, I said, watch this Pittsburgh game. We're going to have 200-yard receivers. Y'all thought I was crazy. What happened? They went out there and had 200-yard listen. This is what they do. They're going to go out there. They're going to give you some simple passes. And listen, who out there? Forbes? Hey, man, this ain't you in trouble on Sunday. Wilson, Williams, y'all in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said yesterday, when Matt Stafford goes against Jalen Carter, he always throw him around like a wreck. That's his fear. I got to go against that guy, right? Now, we do got a, questionable spot out there at the corner with a Dory Jackson. So, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? It's like Puka Nacua. He was working Slay and Isaiah Rodgers last year, too. So, everybody going to be complaining on Sunday about, if we kept Isaiah Rodgers. He got worked by Puka, too, last year. And that wasn't even Devontae. You know what I'm saying? That was Cooper Kupp on the other side. It was working them boys, too. I'm not worried about that. We got Saquon. Saquon going to get it first 100-yard game. You know what I'm saying? The offense going to be looking good on Sunday.
So 350 passing yards and 100 yards from Saquon.
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to score, 50 points?
Man, let me tell you real quick. Let me give you my calm down, killer.
Okay.
Calm down, killer.
Now you're telling us to calm down.
With the Tupac. I know, but calm down.
Okay.
Listen. I got you right here. I got you with 35-21. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
35-21.
I would take that.
I'll take 35 points for sure.
Let me tell you this real quick, too. Also, rankings of the year, Eagles inside of the year. Last week, you was wanting to crucify everybody. D-Gun, Will Shipley back at practice. So you said 6 to 12 weeks.
No one said that.
That might not look too good now. Might have dropped him down. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we dropped him down yesterday. We dropped him down because he said it was a broken rib. It turns out it was an oblique, which is same area but wrong one. Yeah.
Let me get my lunch.
Yeah, go to lunch.
Hey, man, listen, I'm always on the run. So, Jimmy John's, they freaky fast. I don't know if that's one of y'all sponsors or not. But
no.
Jimmy John, listen, they bring it to you wherever, and they freaky fast, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell does freaky fast mean?
Hey, watch the commercial. That's what
all right, all right.
All right.
If you could pick lunch rather than just naming restaurant after restaurant, tell us what you like to eat.
Exactly right. That's the type of sandwich.
The type of sandwich, yeah.
Let's be professionals here, Colin.
Yes. And, Corey, that leads us.
Giving everybody a shout out.
Yeah, that leads. So he mentioned this game. Corey mentioned this game. Go ahead, Jack. We you know what game we're talking about here, of course. If you would just look.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
Are we gonna get it? Because I am feeling that's what y'all wanted to see game this weekend. From Jalen, from AJ. The AJ prop, I forget who mentioned it, was 58 yards.
Yeah,
58 yards. 58 yards. I would, that feels like an easy over to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like every time, the sense I get with the Eagles and with the offense is every time that everyone's about to break, they come through and they look good again. Because I've mentioned this before, but it's not as if the entire playoffs last year was the offense looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was half of them. So, it was the first two games was fine, I guess, but the second two games were great. And it almost feels to me as if they need us to almost freak out.
Well, that's what Jason Kelce said.
Yes.
Yeah, bullying works.
Yeah, that's what Jason Kelce said.
Do you think we're going to get one of those games?
Is it possible? No, here's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
It's possible that AJ has his best game of the season.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't take much.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah. But the passing game is still a buck 50 or less. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like AJ may get 75, 80 yards, 6 catches, 80 yards, something like that. Maybe even get a touchdown. But I think they lean more on Saquon in this game. And I'm telling you, and that's why I ask most of our experts this week about what they saw. As in, will it get better? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? None of them really can say yes.
Yes. Jordan told us with the run game, we're close.
Yeah.
We're a block away. Of all the experts we had on this week, I don't think anybody said that about the passing offense.
So I don't know if I should expect that Sunday.
Right.
Right? But I could see them sort of force feeding AJ Sunday just so that narrative sort of goes away.
And not just narrative. So AJ doesn't jump off the Ben Franklin afterwards.
I could see that happening.
You know, I thought last night, a lot of times when we talk about pass game, what the response is he doesn't have to throw for 350. And that is so true. Mm-hmm. And I thought watching that game last night, the Bills and the Dolphins, showed you how you can have a really good, prolific offense without the quarterback throwing for a ton of yards. I think Josh Allen threw for 210 yards, 208 yards. But that offense, aside from a blip in the middle of the game, went up and down the field methodically. He didn't throw a lot. I think he threw 25 or 26 times. Mm-hmm. But there was a rhythm to the offense. The offense felt like whenever they really wanted to go down the field and score, they were going to be able to do that. And he had 200 yards passing, but they still scored 32 points. Mm-hmm. You know, James Cook ran for 108 yards.
Yeah.
And it just shows you it's really not about a ton of yards.
Right.
You
can see it.
Yes, you can see it.
Like just like we see the offense being choppy.
Yes.
We see it. Like we're watching the game, so we know we're living. That's the one thing about us as Eagles fans, and we talk about this team. We are watching the game. It's a part of our life on Sunday. Everybody is scheduled things around the Eagles game. It's not baseball or basketball or hockey where you got several games throughout the week and maybe you caught the game, maybe you didn't, maybe you're reading the box score. No, we're watching the games. And I say that to say I can always reflect back to how I felt during the game. And if I felt tight, if it felt like we weren't doing much, yeah, that's where my outlook on the game is going to be shaped. Is, man, this was a tough one to get through. This wasn't easy.
Or even to think back to the first half of the Dallas game. They weren't throwing for a ton of yards, but those first couple of drives, you could just feel
it felt better.
They
yes.
were moving the
yes.
ball. You know,
yes.
moving
and I had
the
no
ball.
Problem with what Jalen was doing. He was running around. He was moving. Like, I've said this. I don't think he's played a bad game yet. I just don't think he's done anything. Like, we aren't doing anything that says this is one of the best offenses in the league.
No.
That's where the disconnect is with those of us who are holding the offense and this personnel to a certain standard versus some fans. Because I'm not going to exclude the fans who actually feel the same way that a lot of us feel when we're talking about things need to get better. But there is a portion of the fan base that all they care about is the win.
Yes.
Like that's all they really care about. Did the team win or did the team lose?
Yes. Well, after the game, they feel that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All of us, when it's going
when it's
the
happening,
way,
yes,
want to shake the TV and say, what is going on? Move the ball.
There's definitely frustration during the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls. And our betting expert, Nick Kostos.
Yeah.
Coming up in a moment after Jack tells you about a chance for Jack Fritz to come to your house.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Who doesn't want to watch an Eagles game?
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
We'd have a good time.
Yep.
We'd have a good time. So get ready for get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey. Proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes, a Birds game experience with Brent Celek, a game day party at your house, like we just talked about, hosted by me, doll, life of the party, two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink specials every Birds game day. Stop by Kellyanne's in Spring Garden for the $10 Miller Lite Aluminum and Jameson Shot Special and their Kellyanne's Burger. Or visit Union Tap in Northeast Philly with their famous tap fries. That's Kellyanne's in Spring Garden and Union Tap in Northeast Philly. The place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older and always celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The real Corey from Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, real Corey?
Yo, what's going on? So, no disrespect to the other Corey, but nobody cares about Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
Honestly, the minute he told you guys he was an Ohio State fan, that should have been it.
Wow. Coming from Corey's throat. Yeah, what is going on?
Again, like I said, I love Corey's confidence, but 350 yards, I can't remember the last time that Jalen's done that. I think he's probably closer to 180, 190. Probably a couple touchdowns, one to AJ. And
has he ever thrown for 350 yards?
I would take 190 and two touchdowns. I would take that.
Hell yeah, I would do it at this point. But, yes.
Yeah, with the corners that the Rams have, I think that's more realistic. Before I go any further, I got to give a shout out to Ike. Your greatest play as an Eagle was the chest bump you gave Donovan after his scramble in Dallas.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
That was a sort of a backhand compliment there.
Yeah, that's not a play.
It's the end of a play.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He needed to jump onto the field, so hey, he got his camera time. So
that's for sure.
And Jack, as a fellow D3 baseball player, I feel the arm pain that you went through after your bout with the camera.
Thank you.
Anytime I try to throw with my kids, I definitely feel it too.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't get that. A lot of people didn't understand that.
Yeah, that you didn't prepare, and that's why your arm hurt.
I did. I threw five times.
Okay.
It was definitely soft of you to say that you weren't going to go in the first place.
But what happened? But what happened?
You dominated. There's no doubt about it. Against a kid that hasn't played baseball since he was 12. I mean, all props to you.
All right, Corey. Give it for next question today. Give us, what's your go-to lunch?
So you always buy a whole pie of pizza from your favorite pizzeria joint. There's always going to be a couple slices left over.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's that next day, heat that sucker up in the microwave or the oven, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Day old pizza is a good one. Now, when I was in college, my roommates would leave the pizza out, not refrigerate it, and eat it for 3 days.
That's good.
Yeah, it was weird.
Very college move.
Joining us now is Napoleon Kostos, host of You Better You Bet and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays. You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. Napoleon, what's going on?
I'm hoping, great to be on with you guys, hoping that week three in the National Football League will not be my Waterloo.
Yeah, well, what'd you have last week? We all had that Denver game last week, man. It was so close, the Denver Colts game.
This is just for like the NFL, it's like the knife edge, right? Where you have a bet won, and then at the very end of the game, you played in the league. How many times have you seen a leverage get called on a field goal? And it gets called in that spot, and they get 15 yards off the kick, and then they're able to make it, and we lose the bet on Denver.
Yeah, never in that spot for sure. I mean, maybe once. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
So, yeah, that really sucked. Otherwise, not so bad. Last night had the Dolphins, which was really nice. We were able to sneak inside the number.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I'm feeling confident heading into week three. And Spike, your arms are still extraordinarily scrawny. I just want to throw
How can you see them?
I wasn't even looking. I forgot that we had Nick. I wasn't even looking. Hey, Nick, well, I wasn't looking.
Hold on.
Can you see my arms from all the way down there?
Just want to say, I would lift you over my head, Spike.
Right. That would get me what? 2.5 feet off the ground?
Maybe 4.5.
Okay.
Maybe 4.5.
All right. Wow. I don't want you to bring. I don't want you and the Lollipop Guild to come after me.
I don't need anybody else.
All right. Eagles Rams on Sunday is number 3.5 or 4. I've seen both.
3.5.
Well, we're headed towards 3 in this game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if we went to like a juice 2.5 before kickoff on Sunday.
Wow.
Guys, basically everyone that I talk to, either it's on air on my show or off air, that I respect that bets, and it does not mean I always offer this caveat, just because everyone thinks something doesn't mean it's going to happen. Everybody likes the Rams, and everyone likes the Rams at this number, at a number more than 3. And I can kind of understand the thought process behind that. I actually want to take it a different way.
Okay.
I'd like to play the Eagles in this game if and when the point spread goes down to -3. And I think if you like the Eagles, you can wait to see if this maybe goes down to 2.5 before kickoff on Sunday. So there's no harm in waiting if you like Philadelphia. I can't imagine Spike and Ike, anyone in your audience, wants to bet the Rams. But if you did, I would suggest getting that bet in sooner rather than later. And I like the Eagles for a variety of reasons. We can just focus on the most important one, which is they will dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. The interior of the Rams' offensive line has been a question mark all season. Steve Avila looks like he's likely to miss this game. Bad news going up against Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and company. And on the flip side, Eagles offense v. Rams defense. You know, the Rams really poured some resources into their run defense, right? And I think it makes sense. If you're the Rams or any team that harbors a legitimate Super Bowl hope, you have to go through, in the NFC, you got to beat the Eagles probably to get there. And how do you beat the Eagles? You need to stop the run game. So they signed Puna Ford. They signed Landman and the linebacking core after they allowed literally 460 yards to Saquon Barkley in 2 games last season. But I think the problem is, you know, like we saw the Titans and the Texans in each of the first 2 games go for over 4 yards per carry. And the Eagles offensive line is 50 times better than both of them. I think this is a get right game for Saquon Barkley. And the last note on why I like the Eagles, Akello Witherspoon is the Rams' top corner. He was placed on injured reserve this week. I think this name should be thought of fondly in Philadelphia. Emmanuel Forbes,
yes,
is most likely to be guarding A.J. Brown in this game. And for any Eagles fan that has watched Eagles Commanders games over the last few years, you know that A.J. Brown absolutely annihilates Emmanuel Forbes, about a height difference of Spike Eskin to Nick Kostos. And A.J.
Yeah.
Brown has the advantage there, except I'm strong like A.J. Brown and Spike is weak like Emmanuel Forbes.
Oh,
so A.J. Brown should be able to abuse him there.
Yes, everybody when they look at you thinks A.J. Brown. So, all right. So, and just by the way, let's say somebody...
That's your best line.
Yeah. do you also... I know you would rather it be 3. Do you also like the Eagles are 3.5, or is that a stay away?
I don't think that you'll have to make that decision.
Okay.
I think this is almost certainly going down to 3.
Okay. All right, cool. Why don't you give us, you have a game or two non-Eagles that you like the most this week?
Yeah, why don't we, you know, last week went so well. Why don't we go back to the well with the Denver Broncos? The number I would like to get, and BetMGM has it available right now, is Broncos +3. On the road at the Chargers. You know, Justin Herbert's been magnificent, obviously, to start the season. And with apologies to the Chiefs defense, this is going to be the best defense that he's faced thus far this year, almost notwithstanding what happened against Daniel Jones and the Colts last Sunday. I think Denver is better than the Chargers, and I think that will manifest itself in this game. I like the Broncos +3. I think Denver will beat the Chargers outright Sunday in Los Angeles. How about Tennessee as a home underdog against the Indianapolis Colts? And I think if you like the Titans, you can wait. This number keeps going up. It's one-way traffic in favor of Daniel Jones and the Colts. And it's been a great start to the season for Daniel Jones. This is his first road game. And I watched him for years as a Giants fan, and I think he stinks. And I think I'm right about that. So I am glad to take like 4 or 4.5 points
with
the Tennessee Titans coming up on Sunday against Daniel Jones.
Now,
love that Titans game. Love it.
You are a prop guy. Do you have a prop you love this weekend? I know you always love giving us a prop.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Let me just look at the board here. I mean, do you want one in the Eagles game?
Or I don't care.
Like anybody?
Yeah, any prop. Yeah.
Okay. Patriots Steelers in New England on Sunday. So we're going to have to wait to see. And I can actually just wait. I'm going to see if this has come out yet, because on Friday, the stuff all gets staggered. So I want to see if the Steelers injury report has come out yet. They have a number of corners that are questionable for the game. We think Joey Porter Jr. is going to miss the game. He's Pittsburgh's number one cornerback. And I think this could set up, with the Steelers defense, Spike, being as bad as it's been to start the year, for Kayshon booty, rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks. Over 35 and a half receiving yards. I think he gets into the 40s, maybe the 50s, and scores a touchdown. I'm happy someone got that reference. We found him, Kayshawn Booty. We found him in the end zone. I'll go Kayshawn Booty over receiving yards on Sunday.
All right, Kostos. Okay. Well, thank you as always, my friend.
Love Bubba Sparks, man. We in there.
Oh, yeah. He's still... I didn't know Bubba Sparks is skinny now. I saw a picture of him recently. Old, skinny Bubba Sparks. Yeah.
He's a vegan?
I don't know if he's a vegan. Maybe. It happens to the best of us. All right, Kostos. Well, we'll talk to you same time, same place next week.
We're looking forward to it. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. And allow me to say please, because my money will be on them this Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly. Bet, Eagles, bet. Cover, Eagles, cover. Let's go, baby.
There he is. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. All right, 215-592-9494. I had that ready. I had he came at me pretty tough last week. You know?
Yeah, ripping your arms.
My goodness. Yeah, me too.
My arms are not that skinny. Wow. All right. Let it go. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will find out, when we talk to Elliot Shoreparks, what the chances of Dallas Goedert playing on Sunday are. I think that is a big piece, especially when you think about how the offense worked in the first game of the year. And then, what he thought of that A.J. Brown audio yesterday. We played a little bit on yesterday's show, but we will talk to Elliot about it next. Talk to you as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.